Welcome to Enrico's House of Salsa. We have many very delicious dishes. May I recommend the burning chicken from hell? Very delicious. Your eyes will burn. Your stomach will be on fire. You'll be in the bathroom for a week. Yes, Enrico's. Serving Linwood, the finest in Mexicano cuisine since 1992.
There isn't any room for me to breathe. Now we're going to pick up more, yeah.
Hey, welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woohoo!
Yay.
Yeah, all another right. One rides the bus.
Another one rides the bus indeed.
Number two. In terms of like...
The release?
Release,
yes.
Kind of?
Well, yeah, major. Yeah. Sort of, yeah, big first hits.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't really count it as early submissions.
The title of the LP or EP that he put out by himself.
Yes.
And so technically, it's sort of tied with Happy Birthday... Got a Boogie and Mr. Frump as releases.
Gotcha.
But realistically, it's the second song.
Exactly. Well, it was a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Not his start, but a nice, second out of the gate.
Do you think it's more popular than My Bologna?
I don't know. I think maybe.
I have to think it probably is, especially now, because I want to say the Queen song is definitely more popular than the Knacks song.
Yes, maybe not then, but now.
It's lasted longer.
Exactly.
And so I think as a parody, this song is now popular because it's still something people can reference.
Yes.
Whereas the Knack, people are like, wait, what was that? Mascherona? What's that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's still a big hit, but yeah, it's not as universal and still played all the damn time.
Yeah,
another one bites the dust.
Mascherona is a hit, but you got to be specifically looking at that time period and playing the best from that time period.
Exactly.
Whereas Another One Rides the Bus is a song by Weird Al, and Another One Bites the Dust is
by
a
Queen.
Song that would actually be played,
on
like an oldies radio station without any kind of like sub focus.
Exactly, and they played at stadiums still sometimes.
Yeah,
it happened. Yeah.
It was in
that
Gwen Stefani song, Holla Back Girl. She says, and another one bites the dust. And there's even like a little trombone or something in the back going boom, boom, boom.
I've never listened to that song boom, enough.
Ba-dum. Yeah, I just did. Okay. You want to feel old?
I do.
She starts the song by taking a picture with a camera of her friends.
Whoa.
Like
a camera.
A camera. Yeah. Like
for those
like,
kids listening,
and
not
that's like,
people used to take pictures of before their phones.
And not like a Canon or anything, just like a quick shot kind of thing.
Wow.
But still.
The disposable
with actual,
ones you have to wind up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know if it wasn't disposable, and it could have been a digital camera, but it definitely wasn't her phone, is what I'm saying. And nobody takes pictures with things other than phones now. So
no, I wouldn't say nobody. Journalists and newspaper.
No, even them. The New York Post or somebody was like, oh, we're getting rid of all our photographers and we're just giving cell phones to our writers so they can take pictures.
Boo.
Yeah, exactly.
Peter Parker's out of a job.
Yep. He never really had that job.
Well.
All right, so Queen, Another One Rides the Bus. We've already talked about that's the parody. This album was originally released by Weird Al on Placebo Records, which is a record company he created.
Yes.
Just to release this LP.
Yes.
He borrowed some money from Dr. Demento, released this Another One Rides the Bus on an EP along with those three other songs we talked about.
Yep.
And then TK Records picked them up in 1981 and released an EP with Got a Boogie as the B-side, a single. And that actually made it onto the Bubbling Under charts, which means it rose to 104 on the Billboard.
Nice.
So that was pretty good. But then TK went out of business. And so that didn't help.
So yeah, then he ended up having to like lose money on the whole deal, right? Or I can't remember what it was. He ended up getting money, then he had to spend the money to get the rights.
No, no, that's
later.
That's My Bologna.
That's My Bologna. See, I get this mixed up too.
Yep.
Oh man. Anyways.
However,
interesting.
The other interest. I mean, and then in 1983, it came out on his first disc.
Exactly.
So the weird thing is, the other three songs from his EP he re-recorded, but not Another One Rides the Bus. Because they never felt like they could get Another One Rides the Bus to be quite perfect enough as it was that very first time recording it for Dr. Demento.
Because I just had the feeling, the jam session, like fun feeling. If you made that song too good, it wouldn't be as good.
There's actually a critic that I read about who said that it was as punk as anything else. yeah. in that time period. Like, you know, so that another one, Rides the Bus, is such a punk kind of feeling and ethic and complaining about the world kind of, like, even the lyrics are very punk, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so they really liked it. So,
yeah. Could you even imagine if he were to re-record that song without the accordion, with real instrumentation to try and make it sound like Queen?
Yeah.
It would suck.
No, it wouldn't be as neat. And we were talking about that last time, I think.
I think
We were like, this song kind of needed an accordion for some reason. Just a little bit.
Yeah, and this one definitely needs the accordion. It would not be the same feel. It wouldn't be the same song. It wouldn't be as fun.
It wouldn't be fun, and it wouldn't... The lyrics are amusing, but I think that the accordion adds to it.
Yes, and so much.
He just sang these lyrics to the original song. It would be kind of like...
It's amusing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it needs the full package. That's what made him weird. The accordion, the banging on the case, the hand, the farts, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
It just needs that.
Okay, so it was recorded in September 14th, 1980. On the Dr. Demento show. I guess they rehearsed it like twice and then they played it. That's where he first meets Bermuda Shorts.
Schwartz.
Whatever. John. He meets John for the first time and he becomes the percussionist for the entire time. John was there promoting a song, the Woody Owl song.
Woody Owl.
Yeah, which is what he played. I didn't get a chance to listen to that. But
also
singing some of the bass lines is Dan Damascus Holombre.
Not to be confused with Hollaback Girl.
No.
No.
Holombre. He sang Making Love in a Subaru. And also on the B-side to that album, that single was A Day in the Life of Green Acres, which feels very Weird Al-y.
Uh-huh.
It's done with Dan and the Barnes and Barnes guys.
Yeah.
And basically they take the music to A Day in the Life by the Beatles.
Uh-huh.
And they sing the
Green Acres theme.
Green Acres theme to it. Nice. It's very weird. It's very strange.
It'd be kind of cool. I could see that.
It very much feels like all those other mashups we've talked about.
Right.
I think we just did. We just talked about the TV theme song slash
exactly.
Because we just did Brady Bunch.
We did. If you're listening to these in order.
If you're listening to these in order, so yeah, it's pretty cool. Dr. Mento specifically says that once they recorded it, it was the most requested song for the next couple of weeks by twice as much as any other song combined.
Wow.
And that the record that they were so glad they got it on record, recorded it well, stereo even. That tape was then duplicated and reduplicated all across the world. And even the Dr. Demento show gained affiliate stations. Because of that song.
Yes.
So, it was a big success for everybody.
That's the reason that we could hear Dr. Demento in Colorado.
Yep.
Or I could. I don't know if you would listen to it when you were in Colorado, but...
No, I was four, so I don't think I was listening to Dr. Demento when I was in Colorado.
I started listening to Dr. Demento when I was about 9, maybe 10.
Wow, cool.
Maybe,
I listened to him when I was in Maryland, and then I tried to at least listen to his year-end show every year on the internet.
Cool. Which I haven't listened to him in a few years now. Sorry, Dr. D, but radio.
So Weird Al took that recording... He made the EP that he then got him the single and then took that recording later and put it on his first CD.
Yep. This song has traveled and it's a good song.
It rode the bus all around.
Did. You are full of info today.
I am.
See this notebook that Charlie has.
Well, Brian May, who is the Queen's guitarist.
Yes, he is.
Was talking about covers of his songs, of that song. And he said, there's an extremely funny one done by a bloke called Mad Al or something
in the
States. It's hilarious.
Oh, he was out of touch.
Well, he's out of touch. But doesn't that also seem like, I don't think this is how he means, but isn't that like when you meet an ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend and you're like, and they're like, this is Brian. And you're like, oh, hey, Brad. Like it's sort of like
I don't think
weird,
he meant it as a dickish kind of thing.
Subtle like dig at him.
No,
he's like,
I think,
oh yeah, Mad Al.
Mad Al.
Yeah,
well,
Mad Al.
Mad. Well, the Brits think that's weird or
crazy.
Yeah,
no, it just when I read it, it just totally felt like one of those like purposely misremembering a person's name to make
I don't think Brian meant that. He's a good guy.
Yeah,
I don't know him personally. I would love to, but I don't.
A little bit more about Queen. We
yes,
know Queen.
Please.
Yes. Well, I mean, I, just a little bit about this particular song.
Okay.
It was written by John Deacon.
Yep.
Who's the bassist. Which is why the bass line is so cool.
Yep.
And he even says that it was the way he came up with it was by listening. He apparently was in on some of the recording sessions by Chic. And this is Good Times. Not the TV show.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's where he got like okay. the idea of a bass line kind of thing.
Okay.
Which I always thought was funny because Queen and bass lines are a big thing.
Oh, yeah. Deacon was good. He was yeah. really
well, no,
good
no,
at
no,
the bass
lines. But like borrowing bass lines.
Oh,
is
yeah.
thing,
with the, yeah. With
Al,
the,
I mean, then Vanilla Ice does it. Who Weird Al then covers.
Yep.
And another Infinity Ring there. Okay. They were playing this song in... Like early 80s in Los Angeles, Michael Jackson came,
yeah.
saw their show, and then backstage he said to Freddie Mercury, he's like, that should be a single. Another one, Bites the Dust, should be a single.
Wow.
So Michael Jackson, Weird Al. It's
all connected,
it always
man.
Comes
it's
back
connected.
To Weird Al. It's very cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, it's just a fun thing. It's a little weird. It's a little wacky.
Yep.
But solid. Like,
yeah.
Like,
it's not like
I
don't know, it's hard.
I think if this wasn't as good as it would was, Weird Al wouldn't be who he is now.
Agreed. Yeah, this is definitely the bass.
My Sharona, I mean my Bologna
yeah.
is okay.
Yeah.
This song is solid.
Yes.
It was a good second sophomore effort kind of thing.
Agreed.
I think this is the one that blew up.
Yes. I think this definitely outdid his first.
Yeah.
He needed it to be outdone. The first one was good, solid. You know, obviously, it's a classic. But this one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, definitely just solidified his future.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
It's so perfect, just what it is. Yeah, it's going to be hard to rate.
Yeah. Also, finding that EP, the original Placebo EP,
yeah,
very hard.
Very
I think
difficult.
I looked it up on eBay.
If you have one.
And there's like $80 right wow. now, and it's 2 days out.
Yeah, it's going to be more than that.
Yeah, yeah.
If you have
I keep hoping
sell
to
it.
Accidentally see one somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Keep searching the garage sales, buddy.
Yeah. Well, that last time, I thought I had a chance, because I have... What was it?
A whole box of everything.
They're coming to take me away.
Yes.
Was in that box.
Amazing.
So I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, that's
wasn't
awesome.
There Alan Sherman in there too or something?
Or something like that.
Yeah.
It's
some good stuff.
That
he's talking about a gigantic box of old LPs
45s.
He found. 45s.
45 singles, yeah. All right. So that's my stuff. Lyrics?
Right.
Lyrics?
Yes, my favorite lyric. I will go with, I haven't been in a crowd like this since I went to see The Who.
Ooh,
yeah! It's one of those references that if you don't know, you just like, oh, I guess The Who's popular. They have big crowds at their concerts. And there was actually some kind of incident. I won't get into the details because I'm kind of fuzzy on them right now. But basically, something really really
like,
bad
that
happened.
Makes it sound like you were personally.
I mean,
involved.
I wasn't involved, but there's a couple incidences.
I can't quite recall why.
Well, I wasn't there. I'm not that old, but no, there were a couple famous bad. Concert events I may be mixing up in my mind that happened in the 70s involving one was involving The Who's for sure where yep. there were some tramplings and people got injured really badly at a Who concert because they overbooked it, blah blah blah. I don't know all the details. And yeah, Charlie said, is it the one with the Hell's Angels? And I'm like, maybe. So I'm kind of fuzzy on it, but
yeah.
it's a dark reference.
Let's just say it paired well. This reference pairs well with the Happy Birthday
yes.
song that's also on the EP.
Yes, I you know, as I mentioned before, I like the dark humor, and this is a dark line in a silly song that probably went over a lot of people's heads, and I just thought, oh, that's brilliant. It just epitomizes Al. He's silly and crazy. Extremely smart, and he will throw something in there because he also has this dark streak, which I love.
Yeah, yeah. I love the chorus. It's just so simple, but it's perfect. It's like, another one rides the bus, another one rides the bus, another comes on, and another comes on, another one rides the bus. Hey. Who's going to sit by you? Another one rides. Like,
it's so
like,
basic. Yeah, it's
so
brilliant.
Awesome.
I mean, everyone who's ever been on a bus knows that feeling.
Yeah, exactly.
Even, in high school, you're in a bus. You're in a crowded
it's
bus.
It's the same thing, yeah.
If someone comes on like, oh, he's going to sit by me.
Don't
it's
sit
getting
by.
Too crowded. Oh. There's too many people. Yeah, everyone has felt that, in the city bus, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Not too many lyrics in here that make you feel old, though, other than the Who one.
Yeah.
Like, contact lenses are still a thing.
Yeah.
Elbows are still a thing.
Yep.
Suitcases are still a
thinking
thing.
Your wallet's gone.
Yeah, exactly. It's still all good. Okay. Ratings.
It's solid. It's perfect the way it is. He couldn't do any better if you were to re-record it. Does he have stuff that's better? Yes, in different ways. Oh gosh, this is a, like I said, this is a tough one. This really is tough. Really tough. We wouldn't have Weird Al if not for this song. Like
No. But we can't. But you know, this is all Weird Al songs too.
Yes, I know that. I'm gonna say four. It's not like his greatest song ever, but it's so perfect the way it is.
I'm gonna say I almost went five. I almost went five.
I did too.
But then I realized that there are other songs that I think I would love to listen to the 100th time. And this one, to me, wears on me just a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly. I'm thinking the exact same thing. This is not one I can play over again when it's done.
Yeah, yeah.
There are Al songs that I have listened to, and I will continue to listen to 3-4 times in a row. And this isn't one of them.
This isn't one
of them. So I'm going to save the fives for those ones.
See, I'm doing 4.5.
All right. I'm sticking with four.
But I think it's a solid, and like we said, historically great and is amazing. And it ones up my Bologna in so many levels. It's so great that, yeah.
I love Queen, so that's one of my top 3-4 bands. I'm obsessed with Queen. I think other than Weird Al and Weezer, Queen's the only other band I have every
if only
release
Weird
of.
Al had done a Weezer song.
If only. We'll get to that. I don't agree that he actually has, but we'll get to that later.
Wow, look forward for that.
Yeah.
But that's another episode of We're All Yankovics. You can email us at weareallyankovics@gmail.com, and you can call us with any kind of your information. If you have a story about Weird Al, or seeing Weird Al, or a song that you enjoyed by Weird Al,
if you are Weird Al,
or if you are no, we want John first. Remember, we don't care about Weird.
Oh, we don't care about weird. You call him Weird?
Weird.
I call him Al. I'm calling or Mr. Yankovic.
Mr.
If
Weird.
You're nasty,
Mr. Weird, if you please. Monsieur Weird.
Or Mad Guy.
Mr. Mad, yeah.
Mr. Mad. Okay, John, call us first.
Sir Mad.
But Mr. Mad Al, you can call us second.
Call us at 302-72-WEIRD. That's 302-72-WEIRD. And that's it.
That's it, yeah. That's all I got for this one.
So we'll see you
next time. Well, we won't see you. We'll talk at you next time.
Yeah, we won't even hear them. You'll hear us next
time.
It'll
be a very one-sided conversation.
Yeah.
But tune in next time for more adventures of Charlie and Steve on We're All Yankovics.
Woo.
Bye-bye.